On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A policeman's been charged with murdering former footballer Dalian Atkinson. He died after being tasered by officers more than 3 years ago. Simon English has more.
Police were called to a domestic incident near Mr. Atkinson's father's house in Telford in August 2016. After being tasered, he went into cardiac arrest and died in hospital. An officer from West Mercia Police is appearing in court today, along with a colleague, on an assault charge. Dalian Atkinson's career saw him play for Ipswich Town, Sheffield Wednesday, Aston Villa and Manchester City.
KMFM News.
Labour says it will spend £150 billion as part of its latest election pledge on schools, hospitals, care homes and council houses. The Conservatives say they will increase government borrowing to invest in things like roads and rail. An investigation's underway after a chemical leak near Maidstone left 57 people struggling to breathe. More than 40 firefighters, hazardous material officers and a specialist chemical unit were called to an industrial estate in Langley yesterday afternoon. 48 people have been treated for exposure to carbon monoxide. KMTV's Harry Pete was at Maidstone Hospital last night.
Hazardous material tents set up outside the A&E departments here. That also has seen plenty of police officers in the area, as well as a number of ambulances coming to and from the A&E department, as you'd expect with such a major incident.
We now know 4 people have been taken to hospital for further treatment, but it's not thought anyone's in a serious condition. The major incident that was declared has now been stood down after experts worked through the night to make the site safe. Police are still at the scene. A teenage boy has been stabbed in the back at Chatham Railway Station. Police were called just before 7 yesterday evening and taped off the bridge. A Hawkhurst man who pushed his girlfriend's head into a pan of hot cooking oil has been jailed for more than 2 years. Freddie McPherson admitted mentally and physically abusing the victim between August 2018 and May this year. The 21-year-old from Rye Road also beat her with a metal chair and stopped her leaving the house to get help. As well as the prison sentence, he's been given a 10-year restraining order. A mum from Medway has spoken out after it took 16 months for doctors to find a cyst the size of a football. Emma Corrin had to deal with crippling pain, lost 7 stone in weight and was forced to give up her job. The 43-year-old was repeatedly told she was suffering from anxiety.
I kept fighting and fighting, and I was just palmed off with antidepressants, a beta blocker, any kind of medication to medicate me for anxiety. Well, actually, there was a reason for my anxiety, and it was the dermoid cyst.
After eventually having surgery to remove the growth, Emma's now trying to raise awareness and is urging other women to pay attention to their bodies. You can watch our video reports on this story at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A Margate man's been arrested after police seized what's thought to be a starter pistol and 2 BB guns. Armed officers were called to reports of threatening behaviour in Godwin Road in Cliftonville yesterday afternoon. The 43-year-old suspect remains in custody. Hummus products are being pulled from the shelves of supermarkets across Kent over concerns they could be contaminated with salmonella. 85 brands have been included in the recall following a warning from the Food Standards Agency. You can see the full list of products at Kent Online. A new Morrisons in Folkestone has been officially opened by a team of firefighters exactly a year after the original one burnt down. The store on Cheriton Road was destroyed when a blaze started in a deep fat fryer in the cafe last November. Crowds turned up to see the ribbon cuts and be the first shoppers inside the supermarket this morning. And a new Kent-based theatre company who are hoping to bring Shakespeare to life are putting on their first performance. We told you earlier this year about the launch of the Shakespeare Project. They're staging a production of Macbeth at Salomon's Estate in Tunbridge Wells and aim to get 1,000 school children along. Artistic director Peter Basham plays the lead role.
If you've got a GCSE class or if your child is studying any Shakespeare play, it's worth coming to see it because it's a lot easier to watch a play than it is to read one.
It runs until November the 24th.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and England will be looking to bounce back in their T20 International Series against New Zealand in the early hours of tomorrow our time. They're 2-1 down going into the fourth match in Napier. Kent Sam Billings was run out for just 1 as England suffered a batting collapse in their last game, which they lost by 14 runs. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.